How's it?
Fine, thanks. And you? How's my mic quality?
It's decent. It's quite good.
So, do you guys actually have something planned for today? Or.
Yeah, it's quite late, but yeah, we. I'm just waiting for Rogan to respond to this that I sent him. He might be here for a while. I don't know.
Nah, sure. I have all the time in the world.
Yeah. But to be honest, how you been doing?
I'm doing good. Between schoolwork and my personal life, it's been going pretty decent, to be honest.
Yeah, that's good.
And you?
Yeah, pretty decent. I've been quite lazy today.
I
Haven't like
know exactly what you mean.
literally did nothing today. Because it's a miserable day here in George.
I'd say it's more or less the same, but for us, it's a blessing to receive rain.
Yeah,
For you guys, it's just
guess
one of
like
those
it.
days.
But I bet it's still like 40 degrees when it rains.
No, I've been lying in bed all day.
Yeah, no, that's lazy, but that's nice, yeah. I've been just watching The Hobbits and Lord of the Rings
Yes,
all day.
I haven't watched that in such a long time. I really need to rewatch it because I completely forgot the plot. But
Yeah.
I might binge the old, what do you call it, the old Star Wars
Oh, yeah.
movies. It's going to take a while, though. Are you guys planning anything for this vacation?
Actually, no. Because of COVID, I can't really do
Really?
much. I'll probably just stay inside, read books. To be honest, play
Nice.
some games, but.
My mom decided that we were going to go to Plett, I think.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to a place there. Apparently, we already went to that spot, but I just forgot.
Yeah,
But.
man. But just in general, welcome to the Rogan Josh Spicy Talks. I'm glad to have you on today. It's quite a lazy day today. Not really in the mood, but figured I have to do it for the viewers. But yeah.
Sure. I'm fine with anything, really. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't really have anything better to do. But I was
Same.
doing the whole day. I just got a new game. It's like easy 200 bucks. And I've been playing it for a bit. But I'm playing on a laptop, so
Yeah.
it sounds like a jet engine.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yes.
Nah, but
When
yeah, current day.
is Dragon coming?
You know,
I
I'm busy
don't
phoning him.
want to be mean.
He's
Okay. Yeah,
taking his
but
sweet
what do you want
time.
to say?
I won't be surprised if he's sleeping. That's what happened, but I won't be surprised. It's Rogan. Ooh, FaceTime audio unavailable. Yeah, no, we'll just give him some time. Nah, but I can just ask you and just talk to you and yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, just a straight up question. This is quite an obvious question. I'm pretty sure if you've watched or listened to the previous podcast, you would have heard this question come up. Do you have any idea? Oh yeah. And so will you tell your family and friends about the podcast?
Well, my brother already knows. Well, most of the guys in the hostel already knows about the podcast, and my brother, he knows about it. But my mom, I told her not to. Well,
Yeah, not to
don't know how
disturb
to
you.
put this, but
Yeah.
it's not serve me during the podcast. But yes, all of them do know.
Ah. Yeah, no, that's just a general question that I like asking because
free advertising,
right? Pretty there. Much, yeah. Yo, but I really don't feel in the mood, eh? But it's chilled. I need to do this. I need to get in the right mindset.
Yeah, just to get in the habit of doing it.
Yeah, because I don't know how long I'm going to be doing this for. So I need to get in the mindset for doing this for long term. So,
I mean, what are you planning on? When you guys started this out, did you guys think that you were going to do this as like a just to pass the time, or did you actually want to do this to make like a couple $100 or something?
I think it's more like it's the second option. It's not all about the money, but like the money's like the extra thing. But it's more to like pass the time and just to enjoy ourselves.
Talk to people.
Yeah. Be social, not antisocial through this coronavirus.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, it's come out pretty good. I'm bring up the statistics right here. Of our podcast. It's just, well, on our previous podcast, with Laverne and the other guy, but we've got.
Oh, were they on?
Yeah, they were on.
Yes, I've got to listen. Oh, wait, when did you guys do this?
We did it on Monday.
Oh, shivers.
Yeah.
Okay. After this, I'm going to listen to it.
Okay, well, that one is our most viewed with a solid 40 views.
40?
Yeah, 40 listeners. And then.
Jeez, that's good, man.
And then the first one, the trailer, got 33.
Holy ow.
Yeah, then.
Wait, so.
Yeah.
Are the views, well, accurate? I don't want to be mean.
You know, exactly. Just gotta make sure because.
Jeez, that's crazy, man.
And then from where people are, 81% are from South Africa, 16% are from United States, and then 1% is from Russia, which is quite weird.
Who's listening from Russia and the United States?
I don't know. 42% of our audience is from listen on Apple Podcasts. 28 is from Anchor. Guys, just advertisements. Just download Anchor. It's a very cool app to start your own podcast. 23% is on Spotify. And then 2% is from Overcast, which don't even know I signed up for Overcast, but yeah. And then from age ratio is from 0 to 17. It's 35% from age 0 to 17. 30% from 18 to 22 of age. 10% from 23 to 27 years old, and 15 from 28 to 34 years old, which is quite
okay. So I don't want to disrespect anyone here, but like, who are these grown ass adults listening to this podcast?
Dude, I don't know.
Like, are they Americans?
Dude, I don't know. But I do like advertise it on Instagram or like.
Oh,
and then yeah. I have a lot of like American followers.
I mean, the more the merrier.
Dude, right? I don't even know why someone from Russia listened to it.
It was like a friend from a friend who just mentioned your podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know.
50% of our audience is male. And then 40% is 50% is male. I don't know if I said that. I can't
remember. 40? Wait,
what's the 50% is male. 40% is female, and then 10% is non-specific gendered.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But in total...
That's a good rate. That's a pretty good ratio.
Yeah. And total from the amount of money we've made from sponsorships is about $1, which is quite good. Because in our currency, that's about close to 20 rand, which is quite good.
You can almost buy 2 Stereo Stumpies.
Yo, dude. She's like it. Rogan's read the thing.
You got
it. I don't know if he's joining. But yeah. But we split it up between Rogan and I. as like our salary, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
So we can buy about,
I'm just saying,
buy like 20 chappies. Oh, yeah.
Our chappies rands now. I thought they were 50 cents.
Yeah, I don't know. But if we get each get 10 rand, let's say, we can buy 20 chappies. Oh, yeah.
Bro, that's a crap ton.
That's a lot of chappies, eh?
Yes, chappies are so nice, eh?
Yes, like, but, yeah. Yeah, you,
I mean, yeah. Do these apps sponsor you just because? Or?
Well, the first sponsorship is Anchor, the app I use to broadcast my podcast.
Yeah.
But along the line, I hope for different sponsorships. Just because it would be more logical to get more sponsorships and not just use Anchor as my active sponsor. But hey, I'm not complaining that Anchor's my sponsor.
It's a pretty good sponsor.
Yeah, I'm getting money from it.
I mean,
it's pretty.
Wait.
It's the most money I've made from actual working.
You're like just taking like an hour, or it depends how long. Your podcast normally, is out of your day to do you make money out of the number of views or how
the number of because as you heard, you didn't hear me say an ad, but if you listen to the podcast later on, there would be an ad in the beginning of the podcast. And the more times that's the more people that listen to that ad, the more money I get.
So potentially, if you could, actually no, I'm not going to continue with what I was about to say.
Oh, okay. But
Don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't know. If you don't feel like saying it or don't think it's appropriate, but then just don't say it.
But I
enjoy doing this because it, like, I don't know, it just feels nice to just talk to other people, think of, like, get their points of view on how the current situations are and all that.
If you had to say, what was your inspiration, if I could put it like that, to start the podcast?
On the previous podcast, they also asked this question. I can repeat it. It's like, I don't know really what my inspiration was. I just kind of felt like doing it. But like before, like years ago, I always wanted to be a YouTuber. And instead of going out of that way and like getting like a proper PC to like record on, proper editing software and all that kind of stuff, I could just use my iPad and podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So it's more convenient than spending tens of thousands of rand buying a good PC and then good softwares just to do YouTube. But if that is your passion, then go ahead to go to that extreme of buying a good PC and getting all those good softwares because you want to do that, like, desperately. But I don't really, like, want to do it, like, to that extent of like saving up years and years to get a good PC. But
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not really a lot related to the subject, but like I'm just saying PCs are a good buy, but I would personally just stay away from them if you're not actually going to use them for like a job or something.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like, if you have enough money, then by all means, buy one.
Yeah.
Play games, have fun. But
like, yeah. I play games on this like old laptop, but it runs. Like the main games I play, which is quite cheesy, but yeah, I play Hitman. I don't know if you've heard of Hitman. Hitman, like the game.
Oh yeah, no, I'm a full-blown gamer.
I play Skyrim.
I've heard and I've played a lot of games. Bro, Skyrim is a classic.
Dude, it's a classic game. And then I play Need for Speed Most Wanted, but like not the newer one, the old one, dude. Dude, the one that came out the year we were born. Yo, dude. That's an OG. That's an OG game. You still there, yeah? Don't know what's happening to Nick, but I hope you guys are enjoying this podcast. If you are, tell your friends and family. Don't forget to download Anchor and all that. Yeah.
I got cut off. My iPad disconnected me.
That's chilled. I don't know what you heard from. I don't know what was the last thing you heard, but I played.
You said something.
Need for Speed Most Wanted, but like the OG one.
Yeah, it was there.
The very old one.
That's right.
And then I play the best game. I don't know if you like it, but I'm pretty sure everybody likes it. Can you try guess?
Sorry?
Can you try guess what's the best game that everybody plays?
Okay, that's. I don't know what games you enjoy, but it.
I'm just saying it's not Fortnite.
Oh, yeah, no, of course not. Like, I don't know you that well, but I know you that so well that you don't. Not Fortnite. But anyway.
Also Minecraft, so.
Minecraft. Yes.
Yo, dude, Minecraft's the best.
Minecraft is really, really nice, I must say. But, yes, I gotta get better at building it. I don't know how to.
Yeah, nah, dude. That's why I just look on YouTube videos to like see how to like build like awesome things, dude. I enjoy Minecraft a lot because it's very like not time consuming, but it's very peaceful.
Oh yeah, Minecraft is just one of those games where we play it for like hours upon hours, then stop. Yeah. And then play again like the next day. But
yeah, it's the game that you're excited to play.
Yeah. And you can never overplay it because there's always another thing to do. Because let's say you've beaten the Ender Dragon, you can go put a flipping. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff you can do. But.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Top of my head. But
no, but like, say you defeat the Ender Dragon, you can go defeat the Wither, and then when you're done with that, you can like, on PC and like other platforms, but you can try finish and defeat or like achieve all the achievements in the game, so that you've like completed the game 100% of it. And obviously, with the recent updates, there's more achievements to be unlocked. So it's very, very time-consuming, but people, including I enjoy it very much.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. I was actually playing it a lot today, but... I know it's not really the topic of this podcast, but do you mind if I ask you another question about gaming?
Yeah, no, sure. Definitely. Go ahead.
Okay. So, have you ever heard of Age of Empires or Anno 1404? Or the game I just bought today, Crusader Kings?
Actually, no. I haven't.
Holy hell, man. Okay, you gotta... Okay, if I could recommend anything to you, it would be either Anno 1404 or Age of Empires. Just check out our video or something. And for anyone who's listening to this, if you have a laptop or a computer, I urge you. Anno 1404. But you can just type in Anno because...
1404 there.
Yeah. It's a pretty old game, but
yeah,
it's a really, really nice one. But
initial release date 2009.
Just check it out and you'll see. But
yeah, no,
just
make I'll sure to
buy the newer ones because the graphics back then is not that good.
Which is the newest one?
Anno 1404 history.
Or is it Anno 2205? Is that the newest one?
Yeah, those are the more futuristic ones, and I've never played them, but they're pretty good.
You know, I have it on my laptop here.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't have it, but I have it on... I'm searching on Google here. But I'll check it out, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Dude, I don't know why Rogan's not. We're 21 minutes in, and this my man's still not on.
Jeez.
It's chilled. I don't know. He's read my messages, not the new ones. But hey, it's chilled.
I don't want to cause conflict. But what happens? Okay, in this instance, if you make, let's say, like, how much would you make for? How much did you make for the last recording?
Like, money-wise?
Yeah.
I'll have to check.
No. I mean, just like a rough estimate.
Okay, wait. So, I'll say about... close to half a dollar.
Yeah, that's about like 10 rand, close to 10 rand.
Yeah.
So what happens when he doesn't come to the recording and you make half a dollar? Do you split it still or?
We haven't gotten to that far yet, but no, I won't be that kind of guy. I'll probably still pay him.
Nah, I'm just wondering.
I'm not really of a, I'm not a douchebag.
Oh, yeah, no. I know you aren't. I must say, you... okay, knowing Rogan, I was his roommate in the first term, but at the moment, I got moved to the other wing.
Yeah.
But knowing Rogan or his personality for the time I actually, well, spoke to him, not that we don't talk now, it's just when we... spoke in depth to each other. Depths, the thing. Knowing you, I'm pretty sure you got you're a cool guy.
Yeah.
And the way you act. So.
Yeah, no, definitely. Not trying to like be cocky here, but gotten it a lot.
Yeah,
no, but definitely. Nah, but like, yeah, this is a question now for you. But what do you think of Corona in South Africa?
Like, yes, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure my answer will be a bit generic, but here it goes. See, coronavirus in South Africa, it's a really, really sucky thing because it doesn't just involve the, well, normal... a virus. It involves a massive outbreak of AIDS everywhere. So it affects the country more. And
yeah, especially with those people who are like infected with those kind of diseases.
Yeah, respiratory.
They're much more like vulnerable to first contain it.
And not that I'm a doctor or anything, but that can't help you. So I'm just worrying a bit. Like, South Africa is kind of not prepared, but I think it can handle it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll recover in the after. I mean, I don't think it'll recover as fast as other countries.
Yeah.
After it happened. But yeah, no, definitely. It's a sucky thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
In general.
What is your, like, pros and cons of the lockdown?
Pros and cons?
Yeah.
I mean, on a literal stance, I would say the disease isn't spreading, but on a like, well, chill stance, we can get to go home. not go to school. Not saying that it's a good thing, but I mean, it's a really sucky thing because I never knew how much I missed swimming in the ocean and playing soccer with my friends. But now I know, and it sucks.
You know, we take stuff like we take so much stuff for granted. Yeah. Like the times I can remember of actually being allowed to touch people, like give people handshakes, like those kind of things. Yo, I miss those days.
Yeah,
we take that stuff so much of it for granted.
Yeah, because mostly it's everyday things. Like you don't really have to miss because it's already there. So, but
yo,
when it's gone,
so many things I miss of the day.
Sorry.
So many things I miss of it. Like yo, I miss being able to go somewhere without a mask. Yo.
Yes, the one of the things that kind of not annoys me, but it kind of just makes me a bit sad is that I have gotten so used to my mask that I went through a whole I went through a whole exercise, a physical exercise, without taking my mask off. And I was wondering when I was doing it why it was so hard to breathe, and then afterwards I realized. So yeah. I don't know what tells you other than a few other things how long this virus has been going on, but I mean, think about it, because this virus started like just before the year began.
Yeah.
And What have you done in this year so far? Like,
we've literally done nothing.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. Because
yeah,
we couldn't because the virus. But it just takes all those things away because the matrix, we're gonna have a banging year. Well, apart from the in exams, but anyway, if you had to say, what do you think your first week is going to go like when the virus ends?
To be honest, it's probably going to be the same as now. I don't really have an interest in life. I'll probably go a lot more to friends, go to the mall more, just normal. Do normal stuff in general. Go to the movies.
Bro, the movies.
Definitely.
Yeah. I think it's just one of those things we have to accept, but I don't think they're going to make it, eh?
No, the movies are open, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, Stoke Chemical's open.
Oh, that's awesome. I mean...
But they're not allowed to... Yeah, it's definitely awesome for them, yeah.
They're not allowed to what?
They're not allowed to sell food, obviously. Like, it's literally you pay for your tickets and then you go watch the movie. You can't bring any... You can't do anything else that you would normally do.
The food is the best part, though.
Yes, exactly. They make such a loss from the food.
It takes the movie out of the movie. But one thing... is there a what sports were you gonna do, like when the year began, or like when we are you start playing sports?
I don't really play sports. Ever since I broke my arm last year, I'm not allowed to play much sports. Like, yeah, I'm allowed to play the sports, but my parents and my doctor just won't allow me to play the sports. Like, I broke my arm playing rugby. I'm not going to be able to play rugby ever, basically.
Oh, shit, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I cycle a lot.
Okay.
So I kind of go cycling. I want to.
You get your fix of exercise cycling. By cycling.
Yeah, I enjoy cycling a lot. Like, I enjoyed it. No, I can't say I enjoy it more than rugby, because rugby was just a different thing, eh?
Can I tell you what sports
do you play?
What sports do I play? Okay, so, and it counts as a sport. I looked it up. I play SA chess.
Do you play chess?
Chess.
Yo.
Yeah, I went to the SA's 2 years in a row. I almost got first in my age group, but I didn't, because everyone else is way better than me. I played kickboxing for a year. Then I had to stop because I went to Glenwood. and now I'm playing water polo, which is interesting because I've never swam before in my life this year. Before this year. And then hockey, which is... it's just hockey.
Yeah, it's just hockey. Yeah. No, but definitely, I low-key miss the old days. We were like 2020 is gonna be the best year, because it's a new decade, it's the new generation, and then boom, yeah. Coronavirus.
Do you want to? One thing that always kind of bugs me is the fact that babies are being born in the corona period. So
yeah,
I don't know. It just kind of messes with my head a bit. So I don't know why.
I mean, that they're gonna be forever known as the corona babies. the babies of generation corona.
Yeah.
No, but that's like a hectic title to be known as.
Corona babies. I mean, we don't even have a name. I mean, I don't think we have a name. We're like Generation X or Z or something.
We're just Generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Actually, no, what the hell are we? Yeah.
Dude, like, same. We just, the year, we were just generation of early 2000s. But my brother's matriculating this year, so it's quite stressful for him. But especially with all the exams.
Yeah, I can only imagine. The matrix, I feel like, I actually feel kind of bad, to be honest.
Yeah, same.
It's stressful, but they're probably going to get through it.
Yeah, it just amazes me. Like, yeah, it also scares me a lot. Just imagine, in 4 years' time, we're going to be in their situation, and then in 5 years' time, we're going to be somewhere around the world. And we're going to have to fend for ourselves.
Gee. I mean, we're still in grade 8, so... Okay,
we still have a long time, yes, but like...
I mean, judging from...
It's daunting.
Do you think this year has gone quickly? I mean, in the moment it doesn't, but like looking back, holy hell, it passed by like just like that.
Yeah, especially through the lockdown period. It was the months were just going.
I really did not pay attention during that time.
Dude, same. It's quite bad. But, luckily, I understand the work now, so it's fine.
Yeah, no. That's, I kind of regret because I can't understand algebra, like, at all, so...
Yeah. I got a grade... You also have a brother in grade 11, but...
Yeah, I'm very proud of him. He just made head of academics, so...
Yo, that's nice.
I really hope that if that's what I want to do. I want to reach the level of my brother. Because, holy hell.
Yeah.
I don't want to be seen as the dumb brother, if you know what I mean.
Dude, I already am the dumb brother, so it's fine. I'm forever known as it now.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember what I want to say. Oh, yeah. So, you know that we're going to be in matric one day. I don't really think about the fact that we're going to, the year after that, we're going to have to fend for ourselves and go to university and we're actually going to have to be responsible. Well, yeah. But what I think about the trick is I want to focus on the good stuff because we're gonna have the chance, well, I'm going to have the chance to mess with the grade 8s a lot through the year.
Dude, same. It's going to be the best.
It's going to be the best, but especially in hostel, because...
Oh, yeah,
definitely. It really... No. And it's not even the grade 12s. It's like grade 10s and 11s.
Yeah.
So, I'm just looking forward to that. Oh, yeah. I can bully the grade 8s.
Hmm? Yeah. So Rogan doesn't look like he's gonna join. Don't know why.
Yeah,
it's been a short episode, but it's sad to say. Yes,
sure. It's been 51 minutes, I think.
No. It's only been about 40 minutes, but
I don't think that's short at all.
It's not short. Yes, it's not short at all.
It's decent.
I guess this is an episode about Rogan, and it doesn't feel the same. So.
Yeah, we've basically just been shit talking, so it was fun.
It's been fun, but thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, anytime. If you want me back, just give me a word, and
I'll hit you up. I'll hit you up and see if you would like to guest star or show in our be a guest in Game Week, guys. Go listen to Game Week. It's an awesome podcast. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
And Anchor. Thanks for reminding me. I have to... Okay, yeah. What's it called again? Sorry?
Game Week.
Game Week. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a PS4 controller and it's just like Game Week. That's the icon. And nice. Then
okay.
You can go as that. We've had... We have 3 episodes. 2 of which are proper and then the first one is the trailer. But I'll be talking to my... Well, the other person who stars with me, which is Zunder, and I'll be seeing if we can do one tomorrow, because we couldn't do one yesterday, nor today, which is our normal routine, but I'll see if you can do one tomorrow, and then I'll gladly have you on it if you would like, but it's all up to you.
That's you guys, it's cool. But anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for having me. And I'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Okay.